Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top security officials at the U.S. Capitol testifying today before a joint committee in the U.S. Senate. The former chief law enforcement officer of the U.S. House is denying allegations he failed to call in the National Guard before the January 6th riot out of concern it would look bad. Paul Irving did resign as House Sergeant-at-Arms after the deadly insurrection. Former Capitol Police Chief Steve Sung says the department has been treated unfairly in the aftermath of the riot. Two of the officials speaking publicly for the first time since their resignations, including former Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving. President Biden set to visit Texas on Friday. That follows last week's devastating winter storm. The president has said he does not want a trip to the Lone Star State to divert attention away from the ongoing recovery efforts. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Miller Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Rinchi Usaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. And Selma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Rick's Jewelers on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. A couple of reminders here. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing Friday, 2:30, 2:45, Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing, Thursday, 1:05. Let's go to Ellis. Ellis, how are you today, my friend?
Doing great. How are you? Sounding good as usual.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying. Getting better.
We're good, yeah. We're still praying for you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I was watching Greg Kelly last night on Newsmax. I don't know if you happened to catch the news about this gentleman who skated out on the ice rink in Central Park with a huge Trump 2021 flag and was attacked. The flag was taken away and he was kicked all out of the rink. Did you happen to catch that?
I did not see that.
I was on last night. He interviewed the gentleman. You know what's so crazy about that whole thing? Those people are enjoying that rink because of Donald J. Trump.
I know. He built it.
Yeah, Koch couldn't get it done. They did a little story on him last night. So Trump stepped in, said, I can get it done and built in 3 months. And he, you know, commissioned someone in, I guess, I think Canada is what they said, to build it. Because he, you know, would build, the designer and builder of hockey rinks. And he came in and got it done in 3 months. But I find it so crazy. These people hate Donald Trump so much, but they're enjoying the rewards of his labor, what he worked so hard to build.
And paid for.
Yeah, exactly. But the gentleman said he's got another stunt coming, if you want to call that. He said, it's really not a stunt. He goes, I'm just backing Donald Trump. I believe in him, you know. And he said, I got an even bigger flag he's going to display somewhere around Fifth Avenue or somewhere. So get ready. He's coming back. But, yeah, it was, like I said, it was on Newsmax, and that was the only channel I, you know, saw the news on that story.
So are you a Newsmax aficionado?
Yes, I am. OAN, I've been for years now since I got DirecTV. So, yeah, I got them all.
Cool. I noticed it popped up on WOW. It's I got a Newsmax. What's the other one called? One News.
Yeah, OAN, One American News.
One American News.
Yes.
That popped up on my WOW account.
Yeah.
So I'll start checking that out.
Yeah, check it out. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. I just thought I'd call and mention that.
I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, these folks hate Donald Trump so much. Come on, people, really. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Alice. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Good day, sir. Godspeed to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I pray for you, and I got two friends I prayed for. They've gone through cancer. And one of my friends, is the third time it's popped up.
Uh-oh.
And he's not doing too well. And my other buddy, he's not doing too well either, so.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm doing well.
Yep. Well, prayer helps. You know, we try our best, but sometimes prayers don't get answered, you know. When the Lord gets ready to take you, he's going to take you.
Yeah, well, our answer is not his answer.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, I want to talk about Soldier Boy. Here I am again on Soldier. That 6-caliber machine gun he talked about.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a 6-caliber. I'm going to give Soldier Boy my phone number.
No. What he was talking about is Sheila Jackson Lee, a member of Congress, said that she had shot an AK-47 with a 50-caliber round in it. She obviously doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, that's impossible.
I know. We know that.
It ain't going to fit. No, sir. It ain't. No. Hey, I thought the address was going to happen tonight. Did they move it?
Well, let's just say there's some confusion. Last week they said the State of the Union is scheduled for...
Tonight.
And then Jen Psaki, I remember her saying this, well, we've not agreed to that. She said that last week. And then they said, we'll tell you when it's going to be. And they never told them.
When is it going to be?
Don't know. They haven't told us.
Imagine that.
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere before. Yeah. All right, sir. Godspeed to you, my man, and have a great day.
Thanks for your prayers. Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing just lovely. You know, we used to have a bulldog. We called her Tallulah after the singer Tallulah Bankhead. We called her Tallulah Blankhead. But okay. She was a sweet dog. The only thing is, she would have to get the last bark in, the last word. You could tell her to hush, and, you know, she'd just get this, woof. You know, on and on and on it'd go until you finally give up. And finally, she might wait a few seconds after you said it the last time, and she'd say, have to get the last word in. And so you have to bear with me, Dan. I'm having a Tallulah moment today.
Okay.
I got to get the last word in, and I'm sorry about that. I hope people will sort of humor me here just a little bit, because I really don't like talking about this, but I think I've got to say something. On Joey's show, April Marie was there, and, you know, I was discussing the, you know, virtues of Nathan Bedford Forrest after the war, where he had become a Christian. And, you know, asked for a little bit of Christian love and respect for Nathan Bedford Forrest. Well, I got off the phone, April Marie, and please believe me, April Marie, I love you, and this is not a personal attack. But she made the remark, well, a lot of people have deathbed confessions, and I might love you, but I don't have to respect you. Well, you know what? That's exactly my point about the cancel culture. I'm not an advocate for any particular historical figure. My only point is this. Let's take a look at the whole of a person's life before we condemn them. And for April Marie and for others, you got to understand what she just said about, or what she said about deathbed confessions didn't happen. Nathan Bedford Forrest, after the war, worked tirelessly to attempt to reconcile,
yeah, he did,
the nation and the races, okay? It years went on. He did. Not just him, but Robert E. Lee, a recent figure, George Wallace, went on and on and on trying to, but yet the cancel culture takes the worst of somebody and just say, oh, we've got hammer down, summary judgment, bam. You know, it's not right, Dan. It's just not right. And that's why we can't seem to even get a conversation in with folks. They got a preconceived notion. They think they know. They don't know. They think they know. And then that's all you got. And that's all they want to talk about. Or am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. Let me tell you something. It's let's put this in a spiritual sense. Is that to a cancel culture person, if you sin, you are a sinner. And there's no redemption at all. And so any sin you've had in your past, therefore you're done. Now, they don't hold themselves to that same account, but they hold other people so they can condemn them. And it's a lack of understanding of faith and the concept of faith.
Yes, and it's a preconceived and predetermined notion that they are morally superior to everybody.
You're bad, they're good.
And right, exactly. And so, I mean, it's just wrong-headed to start from that point of view in any kind of discussion. You know, when you started the show by, you know, talking about how, you know, where do you start? And where's your starting point in a conversation? Well, my starting point is with anybody. Is that I'm going to, you know, assume the best about them. I'm going to try to find points of, you know, areas of agreement, things that we can, you know, mutually agree on.
Right.
And work out from there. You know, I don't think that's unreasonable.
No, not at all.
You know, and so, but, you know, having a preconceived idea, white people are racist, or cops are bad, or anything like that, and then going about setting out to prove it, and then finding areas where you can prove your quote-unquote theory, you know, that's, I mean, it might work great as a scientific method, but it doesn't work worth a doo-doo on psychology, and it doesn't do anything to, and it doesn't do anything to help heal, you know, our relationship, you know? Anyway.
And again, going back, if you're having a discussion with somebody, one of the things that a premise that people use is that if you're wrong about this, if I prove you one thing wrong, then you're wrong about everything. Mm-hmm. And that's a notion that people have. And so, therefore, if you did one thing wrong in your life, then you're wrong about everything.
It's also a point of pride. It's the spirit of pride there. There's a one-upmanship, you know, so that they then can so-called get up on that little ivory stool and say, "I'll see how much better I am than you are." You know, it just is not helpful. In the very least, it's not helpful. You know, so I think it's worth, you know, pointing that out to begin with. We've got to come to a point where we're, you know, at least able to think the best of each other before we think the worst, if we're going to have a discussion. So anyway,
well, I went to the Covey Institute on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. One of the top ones is seek first to understand and then be understood, and that's a very, very, very powerful statement. Seek first to understand and then be understood.
Well, I worked in retail in a former life. And one of the things I learned how to do is if a customer came in with, you know, a problem product, is I just let them sit there and tell me everything. I'd let them rant. I'd let them, you know, and then I would try to talk them off the cliff. So, you know, I can understand how you feel that way. And then start, you know, bringing them in and say, let's see how we can solve this problem.
There you go.
But too many of our friends on the left, there is no even talking about it. You know, there's no point of trying to get to that point. But anyway, all right. Sorry for the
moralization,
Joey.
You feel better?
I feel better.
Tallulah?
I feel much better. Tallulah feels better.
Good, Papa B.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Have a great day. Dylan Wings, getting that spring is coming. Spring is in the air. Matrimony. Telling people how much you care about them. Easter. Graduation, special events. Dylan Wings is the place to go. 119 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM towards the Atlanta Highway on your right-hand side. Go see Leslie. Go see Josh. Jewelry repair, jewelry appraisal, jewelry custom-made, jewelry for sale. Dylan Wings has got it all. Great selection, great prices. Dylan Wings, go see Leslie and Josh. I'll give you a telephone number in case you need them. 334-215-3669. My good friends at Dylan Wings, Josh and Leslie. Let me go to a break. Coming back with Jim after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. You can never
know what it's like. Wow, let's see where we are here. There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You're wild. Original Dwight, a.k.a. Elton John. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Jim. Jim, how say you today?
Good afternoon, Dan. It's always good to hear you on the radio.
Well, it's good to hear you on the phone.
Yeah, when I heard April Marie this morning, I thought maybe she was in there to some. I said, oh, I hope Dan's going to be on today, so I'm glad you're there.
Me too.
I noticed y'all, is there just some kind of technical thing? Have y'all not using Fox anymore for your top of the hour news?
Joey, take it away.
We're not using Fox anymore.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Wait. Why do you say that?
Well, I'm just kidding.
For Joey and I, we like the news. We like the new news better than the old Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
Good.
Real quick, I'm picking my granddaughter up here, and I'm going to have to get her in a minute. You know, Dan, if you would have told me, if I would have guessed this, I'd say this will never happen in my lifetime, that I would actually hear someone describing their bathroom experience in the LAX airport. But, you know, you never know what you're going to get on the radio.
Put into a gender.
Yes. Oh, Lord, that was a trip.
That was.
Literally. And, no, I just wanted to call in, Dan, to tell you that I'm thinking about you.
I appreciate that a lot.
And praying for you. And just hang in there, and it's all going to work out.
I need the prayers. You got me this far.
You need the prayers, and I need the practice, right?
There you go. Exactly right. I like that. Good combination.
And go ahead and put me in Sweet Creek, if you don't mind, 5-3.
You're in.
Before I forget, in my old age.
You're in.
Well, y'all have a great rest of the week, and I'm sorry you're locked up in the attic there, Dan, but I'm sitting here.
I know. I have
outside,
a,
and it's a beautiful day.
I have a friend of mine that's sitting in a park right now sending me pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to go to 5:30. I got to go out to the ballpark and watch my granddaughter, her first softball practice. So
that'll be fun.
That'll be exciting.
I tell you what, I miss spring and baseball with my boys. That was my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, I have to tell you a crazy story someday about that. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Have fun with your granddaughter. Do I have enough time? Miss Pretty Pat.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm not calling about this particular thing, but I'm glad you're doing well, and we share a doctor and experience with what you're going through. And I'm getting along fine, too, but that's not what I called about at all. But another thing I just had to mention, company that I'm concerned to work with has been using the touchless bathroom facilities for a long time. You don't have to go out to LAX to see that.
No,
but
you don't.
What I was calling about, one of your callers a little bit earlier mentioned Tallulah Bankhead.
Yeah.
And I wondered how many of the listeners have a clue who Tallulah Bankhead is or was. And to my knowledge, I don't remember her being a singer. I thought she was an actor, but actress. But
she was many things.
I wonder how many people know of her connections with
Alabama.
With Alabama, and particularly with the Wetumpka area. Her aunt, Mrs. Marie Bankhead Owens, lived in Wetumpka. And her home is still a show place here in Wetumpka called Sugarberry Hill. But Miss Marie Bankhead Owens was the person who envisioned and actually began the Archives of History building, the State Archives building in Montgomery.
And I believe Bankhead Forest is named after the family, and Bankhead Drive in Montgomery.
Yes, and the Bankhead that all of that was now, I think, wasn't he a state senator or maybe even a U.S. senator?
Well,
he was
I think it's the same family, though.
Yeah, oh, yes, it's the same family. It is. But I just was when he mentioned a little Bankhead, I hadn't heard that name in years, and I wondered if anybody even knows who that is.
Yeah, not many people, because they're young world.
Well, I dated a girl who wanted to model her life after Tallulah Bankhead and see how well that worked out.
That was enough for you.
Yeah, collecting broken hearts.
Okay. Well, anyway, like I say, Miss Marie Bankhead Owens' home is still here in Wetumpka, and in a very interesting place, interesting history. I hope you have a good day and hope you feel well, and put me in the drawing, please.
Which one?
Sweet Creek. Put me in both of them. I'll take anything.
Give me month and day of birth.
3-5.
Did you know there's a porch named after you in Atlanta?
In where?
In Atlanta. There's a place called Miss Pity Pat's Porch.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there to eat.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah, sure is.
Right down from the Hilton. The Miss Pity Pat. Pity Pat, okay. You have a wonderful day. I've got your name in.
Okay, hope you do, too.
Thanks. We're going to break. St. James coming back to you.
You can never know what it's like. You Dan Morris Show.
And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know?
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All roofing companies slow down in February and March, but you know what? The good folks at C&G Roofing, my friends George, are going to do something very special for you. They're going to save you some money, $250 credit toward your deductible and or the new shingles on your roof. Right now is a good time to do it before, you know, summer gets here and then everybody's going to be busy. Call them today, won't you? 313-3958 or Google them at C&G Roofing. 313-3958. Save some money today.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, we're on board the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going?
Jeff, is going great, and you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm sorry I had to hang up on you a while ago. I had to go to a customer's house, so I had to get off for a few minutes.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
So why don't you call back?
Put me in for Sweet Creek.
Give me a month and day of birth?
May 1st.
You're in, my friend. When do we do the drawing?
Thursday.
Friday?
Between Friday, 21 and 2.
Friday, 2:30, 2:45. Mortgage Corporation of the South is Thursday at 1:05.
Oh, okay. I get them confused. Because I stay confused. So how you feeling?
Pretty good, actually.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I was going to tell you about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, we had our catalytic converter stolen off. We rent a U-Haul till we get our new truck. And somebody stole the catalytic converter off our U-Haul.
Man.
Yep. And the way they did it, it's got the U-Hauls have a cage around theirs. They just cut the cage. It didn't do a bit of good.
Did you have insurance on your U-Haul?
Well, the U-Haul company, they just picked that one up and brought us another one.
Man. I had no idea that was this pervasive out there.
Yeah, apparently it is. I mean, hopefully they won't, when we get our new truck, they won't steal it. But we got a new one coming. We got a new, he's getting us a new Chevrolet delivery truck.
Well, I hope they don't mess with you.
Yeah, they are definitely... We've been parking the U-Haul up front, so it's under light. Well, it is, ain't no light back there in that back, and it makes it easy for them to get under it, cut it, and go.
So. I tell you, it's amazing what people will do for money.
Well, that from what I understand, the catalytic converters have some kind of metal in them that's extremely valuable.
Yeah, it used to be platinum, and now it's something like rhodium or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He used to be platinum, and I heard the guy on the radio a while ago. I'm like, is that right? But anyway, I immediately got on the phone and called the scrapyard down on Court Street. Not Mount Scrap, the other one.
Sable.
Yeah, Sable. I called my friend down there and told him to be on the lookout for anybody trying to sell catalytic converters because I was one of the ones that was stolen. So I alerted him to it anyway.
Well, good job, Jeff. Thanks for the telephone call. I've got your name in for the drawing.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You have a good one. Be safe. St. James, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You sound better than you did yesterday coming off.
I know. I was a little out of it yesterday. I was dehydrated.
Yes. I was calling about the question you were asking earlier about. Boy, that's quite a loaded question, Dan. I mean, that's in regards to personal, political, race, or, you know, you just mentioned that your starting point.
Right.
When it comes to certain topics,
right?
I wish you could do a three-way sometimes with callers because I had quite a few questions for Papa B. Because since he brought it back up from the previous show, I would like to ask him where is his starting point when it comes to certain public figures like Al Sharpton or Louis Farrakhan. I mean, where is his starting point? It depends on a lot. There's too many caveats there, stipulations when it comes to that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know where they're going to start at. All you got to do is turn on the news every night. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, the late, great Rush Limbaugh. I wonder, did he ever have anything good to say about Barack Obama? I mean, it's just too many variables there.
Really?
Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see where your starting point is.
You can do what now?
I can see where your starting point is.
What do you mean?
Well, your starting point was Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, and all those people. That was your starting point.
Yeah, it depends on it depends on the question. It depends on where you are. If you center right, center left. Extreme right.
No, 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 no. The object, the What you're trying to do is, as a person, and I do this with you, I try to find out what your starting point is. I want to hear where you're coming from.
In regards to
anything, what? Anything, anything,
anything,
anything.
Okay, well, yeah, well, I've just pretty much made myself clear. If Nathan Best a forest, if he that's good for him. If he tried, if it was a mea culpa at the end, I don't think history. I don't know whether history highlighted that or not, but for so many people, we just know Nathan Bedford Forrest as being a Klan chief or something like that, as far as, you know, we know. But, I mean, as far as contemporary figures, you have people, they summarize Al Sharpton's whole life about the Tawana Brawley thing. And, I mean, I can go on and on with public figures here. On and on and on. I can, you know, that's a long conversation.
Okay, well, I mean, just take one of them and start from there. Do Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Yeah, well, okay. Al Sharpton, Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson. He's known as a race-baiting shakedown artist. I mean, people are going to emblazon this man's entire life based on that.
Well, so, like I said, hold on, St. James. Let's start from a different place here. What I'm talking about is when Jesse Jackson is talking about something. I'm trying to hear where Jesse Jackson's starting point is. I'm trying to find out where is he coming from. I'm not having a pre-existing concept of where it is. I'm trying to find out from him where it is. Now, if out of that conversation he reveals something that is accumulation of his past, then I'll say his starting point is his past.
That's what I mean. His starting point would be his past. That's what you're going to highlight.
Not everybody's like that. Because what you're doing is you're being prejudiced and you're assuming something when you're saying their past.
That's what most people do.
Is that right?
I think that's what most people do.
That's what,
especially on a political perspective.
St. James, that's exactly my point, is that instead of assuming something, find out what someone's starting point is.
Right. Well, you know what? This could be a starting point for us, Dan.
I know. I try to do that every single time I have you on the phone. I greet you warmly, and I find out what your starting point is. That is completely true.
All right.
Thanks, St. James.
Okay. I hear you.
Bye.
All
right. Isn't that true? I mean, every time I greet him warmly, I find out where his starting point. I do that with all my callers. Philip, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Dan and Joey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to talk about a couple of your sponsors. I called Morey Corporation to take advantage of the low interest rates. I called Mortgage Corporation itself last summer and tried to do a refinance on my home. So after 2 weeks, I started in September. So after 2 weeks, I called them and they said, yeah, the underwriter approved everything. It's got to wait for someone to come out and appraise my...
Well, Philip, let's do this. Why don't you call 567-9000 and talk to John Williams directly about that? Thanks. There we go. Thank you. Let's see. Let's go to a break and we set this up for the final segment of the Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, confirmation on the Hill. Tanum Garland and Deputy DOJ Civil Rights Division. Listening to this.
President Biden's pick for White House budget director is in jeopardy, and sources tell CBS congressional Democrats are getting other names ready. Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill with more on the story. Nicole, what are you hearing?
Near attendance nomination could be in serious jeopardy for White House budget director after Democrat Joe Manchin and a handful of moderate Republicans came out against her. If she withdraws, there are a number of names that are being considered, including former economic advisor Gene Sperling, as well as longtime congressional staffer Shalonda Young. She was nominated last month to be deputy OMB director and would be the first black woman to head the office if she is selected and confirmed. Now, as for President Biden's attorney general nominee, Merrick Garland, his confirmation hearing continues in this room later today. Garland was on track, or is on track, I should say, to be confirmed by a bipartisan vote. He became very emotional yesterday when speaking about his family's experience and what motivated him to serve.
Grandparents fled anti-Semitism and persecution. The country took us in. And protected us. And I feel an obligation to the country to pay back.
Well, yesterday, Garland also said one of his top priorities would be prosecuting those involved in last month's Capitol riot.
Yeah, but not doing a lot of other things here. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. My good friend John Williams. Give him a call. Give the gang up there a call. See what they can do for you. VA FHA Conventional, they helped me out. Helped me out tremendously. So give them a call. Let them help you out. They will work with you. Good credit, not so good credit. They will work with you. NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. Let's go to Randall. Randall, how are you today, my friend?
Oh, shoot. Hey, you know what? Tell what John can do. Throw me in that drawing. He's trying to get that 50 away. I might as well try to get some more.
Give me a month and day of birth.
5/18.
You're in, buddy.
Since we're talking about starting points, and yesterday, Jason's call really really hung on me a lot, and going back and forth on different shows. So I kind of want to bring that back. Like, you kept trying to tell, you know, about how people's mind has been changed and a starting point. And I think a lot of people just, you know what I mean, that start point where Donald Trump, it is just take that for example, because I know his whole background, or most of it, as far as his granddaddy and stuff. You would think that he was, you know, his granddaddy and then was some slave owning, you know, horse traders. I mean, that's the mindset they had, and it really embedded in the people. So when, even Jason, I have to say, if you was a worker at a ballot box, just by your tone yesterday and how you talked and how you felt of what you heard on the news, if somebody bumped you and said, hey, I got these boxes right here that ain't got no Babbitt Joe's name on them, you help me run through the thing, I don't have a doubt that you wouldn't do it. And I ain't saying that it's your fault. It's just because you think you're helping your family out because of what you've been told and starting point of his life. But if you really look at Donald Trump and look at his, he is the only person that don't have racism hooked to him. As far as if you want to take it on back, his granddaddy came here with Mr. Hines, who started Hines Ketchup, and they started at the Klondike. And the horses that died, that man's granddaddy would cut them up and cook them and sell them right back to the same people who left the horses there. That's how he got his start. Hines Ketchup got their start right there too. And then Donald Trump, him and Hines built their first little building, two-story building together, a restaurant and motel at the same time. Right when they done it, the gold went away. They pushed that thing off in the river. It came all apart on them. Hines left Donald Trump at this time, but left him with the ketchup. But he took it with him too now. He ain't just give it to him, but I mean, he left selling it with him.
Wait. Randall, where did you get all this information? Because I just watched the thing on Hines, and Trump was never anywhere in the picture.
Yeah, Trump's granddaddy and him were from the same subdivision in Russia. I mean, I'm saying, and
I'm not sure that Trump's granddaddy was from Russia.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's and the documentary I had to get was all in their native tongue. I couldn't even understand it. I had to get and redo it. I don't watch this one-sided documentary
I just watched the thing on Making America Great, and Hines was one of the features, and none of that was anywhere in there.
Where did they pick up with Hines at? Was it nowhere at the Klondike? How far back did they go?
Well, they went to him inventing it and how he came up with the concept of ketchup. You know how he came up with the concept of ketchup?
No, go ahead, Tim.
It's a Chinese word, and it was for sauce that Chinese would use on their food to make it taste better. And what he did is he started experimenting with it and came up with what, using the Chinese word, ketchup, and did Hines 57.
I did it. Oh, that's it. I may be messing up with Hines. Why did I get Hines 57? But Hines ketchup, I meant to say. Not the 57 sauce, I'm sorry.
No, same family.
Well, the ketchup was started, I promise you. I went all the way back, and I'll get it. I'll find it again and send it to you. But
fine, man. I don't think the History Channel is wrong with that. Randall, got to go, buddy. You have a good one, Ken. We're on board the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dan.
Ken, how have you been?
I'm doing well. No complaints. As they say, it doesn't help. I'm sure you found that out. There are a lot of things to do, and you're getting a lot of those, believe me. The origins of Hines 57 and ketchup sounds a lot better than some of your topics that you've been bombarded with.
You didn't like the LAX bathroom?
I don't find it really pleasurable to sit in judgment of my fellow man and our ancestors, whether still alive or deceased. But as far as whether or not a person had a valid mea culpa before his reckoning with the Maker. I suppose that at Calvary, there were two of the most, the persons judged by the Romans to be most deserving of the death penalty. And I think maybe from what I've read and been taught, that one of those criminals and men who were on either side of Christ, he had very little time for mea culpas and confessions, but apparently did have enough time for salvation. So I prefer to think of those people, and I don't cast aspersion on anybody. Those who are philanderers and claim to be pastors, those who are tax cheats and claim to speak for a certain race of people in our society, I don't give them much shrift, and I just don't think they should be given any. I have other things to think about, whether they're better things or not. That's up to me and my Maker. But it's nice to hear from those people who try to tell us what we ought to think about certain of our ancestors. Dan, I think we're going to need a spokesman for the right, not the far right. And I think Donald J. Could turn out to be a kingmaker. I have my personal doubts about him running again. But as you know, three and a half years in politics is forever.
It is indeed. Well, Ken, one thing I learned about you just then is your starting point is a blank slate, and that's good.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think that's fair to the other individual, but it's also fair to me as a starting place. It's difficult for me to engage in a preconceived notion, preconceived conclusion with another party. Pardon me for getting distracted, but one of the cats has a rubber band. And as you know, that's not good for
that is not good. I've got 40 seconds.
Well, Dan, I want you to know we're still on your side, rooting for you, praying for you, and anticipating that you're going to continue on for a good result. And we are praying for that every day.
Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate those as your last 45 seconds of words. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Wherever you do the weight, he's next. Adios.